We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit. But first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuhl, and we have a new local segment within the Sunrise Morning Show. Today, we are talking with Brenna Cherkes. She is the Executive Director of Family Honor. They provide a Catholic framework on the truth and meaning of sexuality, love, and family. Brenda, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Allison. It's good to be a part of the show.
I have known Family Honor for a while, and I love it. You know, I've taken classes with you all and participated with my kids. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, sure. I've been with Family Honor, actually just celebrated my 30th anniversary as executive director with Family Honor.
Congrats.
And it's been just a real blessing, I would say, in so many ways in my life. I actually came to Family Honor out of the Right to Life movement. I was executive director of the statewide Right to Life organization here in South Carolina for several years. And then a good friend of mine ended up basically starting Family Honor. And so they approached me to see if I wanted to apply for the job. And I said, yeah, that sounds interesting. And so I did. And as they say, the rest is history. The mission really to me is an extension of the pro-life movement because it's all about respecting the individual dignity of the human person, respecting the role of parents and the centrality of family in our culture. And of course, the basic mission of Family Honor is that we provide a Catholic framework on the truth and meaning of sexuality, love, and family. So it's a great mission to be a part of.
Oh, yes, it is. And I mean, you look at our society and everything seems to be deteriorating, the family. You think to yourself, oh my goodness gracious, what are my kids going to learn? And I know Family Honor, they play a huge role in getting those parents involved with the kids to give them the truth of this. It's life-giving. It really is life-giving to be a part of that and to participate in these different seminars.
It is. Of course, you know, the family, as I said, is the key, is the central part of what we do. And so right from the get-go, our programs were designed so that parents and their teens or preteens would attend together and hear about God's awesome gift of sexuality, the virtue of purity, the importance of good communication in the family, how to handle peer pressure, all of these just really significant things in a young person's life as they're trying to figure out who am I and what is my life for and how do I make good decisions and where does faith fit in. So all of this is wrapped together in an age-appropriate way. And we find over the years that basically parents have said to us, and I would say this is probably the most common comment that we have heard over many years, is I wish you would have been around when I was growing up.
Yes.
Because I probably would have made some different choices than I did.
We're talking with Brenda Cherkes, the Executive Director of Family Honor. So Brenda, what are the different types of seminars you offer?
We have three main different programs. The first one is Leading and Loving, is the title of it. And that's actually a parent-only program. It's for parents who have younger children, say anywhere from infancy or toddler age to about 10 or so. And we developed this program because we all recognize that the culture has become so aggressive. We were having parents tell us, you know, my five-year-old is asking questions about sex or about, you know, this, that, or the other. We realized that there needed to be something that would help parents lay the groundwork in their family for to be able to talk about these things in a very basic way, but in a truthful way and in a way that respect their beliefs and our Catholic faith. So we developed Leading and Loving. And then we also have another program called Changes and Challenges, and that's for parents with their fifth or sixth grader to attend. And in that session, we try and give parents just a better understanding of the virtue of chastity. We talk about child development and what to expect at different ages and stages of development. And then we give them a heads up as far as what's going to happen in session two when they come back with their son or daughter. And then in session two, we divide the group with moms and daughters in one room, dads and sons in another, and we give a very beautiful and basic presentation of God's gift of fertility and fetal development, et cetera, et cetera. And then the third main program that we do is Real Love and Real Life, Living the Faith. And this is for parents with their seventh or eighth grader. We talk about some of the difficult issues that are currently happening in the culture today, you know, how to answer truthfully, again, and also based on what our Catholic faith teaches with regard to same-sex attraction and gender dysphoria, and again, trying to give a better understanding of chastity as a virtue and what that means. We cover a real range of topics, from Pope John Paul II's theology of the body, mm-hmm. to how to handle peer pressure, healthy communication in the family, just lots of things that families would find especially relevant for that young teenager, and always with the idea of it's going to be the mom or the dad that they know that they can come to and talk to about anything.
Yeah, and I remember hearing from you that ultimately the parents have the greatest influence on their kids. A lot of us parents would think, oh no, there's this society, everything going on is so powerful. But in reality, when you build that relationship, we do have the greatest influence on our kids. So it's just arming ourselves with the tools that we need to help our children live and be open to coming to us with any questions they may have.
Absolutely. Over, I would say, the past 20 years in particular, research is consistently showing that parents can make a tremendous difference in the choices that their sons or daughters make as they, you know, certainly even as children, but also as they enter into their teen years and young adulthood. So I just want to say a word of encouragement to parents that even sometimes if you think that your son or daughter isn't listening or it's just not getting through, keep at it.
Awesome.
Just keep the communication open. Keep talking to them about current moral issues. Equip yourself with good, solid information. Pull in your faith. Live what you are teaching them. Live what you are talking to them about, because it really does make a difference. And I think it's been great to see the combination of research basically is supporting what our Catholic faith teaches, that which is parents are the primary educators in faith and morals for their sons and daughters. So, you know, we just want to always in our programs not only educate the kids on, you know, some of the good things they should be doing, the choices they should be making, what virtue is, what chastity is. But part of the other goal of our program is to encourage parents and equip parents so that they have the tools and the resources that they need to get more information and to be able to just keep those lines of communication open.
So, Brenda, where can we get more information about Family Honor?
Our website is a great place to start, and that is familyhonor.org. If you go to the website, you'll see right away on the homepage at the top different categories. And one of the main categories I would recommend that folks can click on is the program tab, because that gives you options as far as our different program descriptions. You know, if one suits your family in particular, you can find out more about it. Also, we have our program schedule on there as well. As folks will see when they go there, we do have programs in different states, South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, Ohio, Pennsylvania. So if, you know, one particular weekend doesn't suit or date doesn't suit, there are some other options, which is a great thing. So we just encourage parents to click around the website, find out what interests you, what might be helpful to you. And then, you know, there's also a click on to contact us via email if you have questions or want more information. We are always happy to talk to folks, regardless of where you are in the country.
Brenda, thank you so much for being on the Quest this morning. We greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Allison.
It's 729 here at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuel, and I'll be back tomorrow morning at 721 speaking with Dave Melcar from St. Brendan's Shroud of Turn exhibit. But first, Father John Ricardo is coming up in 30 minutes with Christ is the Answer. And the Sunrise Morning Show continues now on AM 1160 The Quest.